Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Anna Marie Carter, the Seed Lady of Watts, with you from California, USA, today with my very special guest, King Ron McIntosh. We are having our first live episode of The King Speak. And The King Speak is a platform for all of our kings to come to and to speak about whatever it is that they have on their mind in regards to our rise, because that's exactly what we're doing. Hello, how are you, Mr. Ron McIntosh? How are you feeling today?
I'm doing well, Queen Anna Marie, and I'm very pleased and honored to be speaking with you today on this program.
Well, I'm happy that you're here, King McIntosh. I'm so proud of you. You are one of the hardest working young people I have ever met in my entire life. And I know that you're going to do very, very well in the future. So let's begin our conversation. And some of the other kings might call in to join in with us. But let's begin our conversation with, what's on your mind? So what you thinking about, what's going on, and how you feeling about organizing your part of our rise, and where are you with it, and what are your thoughts about it? Go right ahead.
Well, I think what you're doing is extremely important. First of all, as far as health, the foods we eat here in America, the food that most of us eat on a regular basis, is not good for us in many ways. First of all, being genetically modified is a problem in itself. And even the so-called healthy foods that people were encouraged to eat through our system, as far as like the five food groups and so forth, those things are not really healthy for our people. So I'm happy with the direction of many of our community recently becoming more health conscious and more food conscious. So this is right in line with what you're doing as far as offering us organic food and our alternative to eating the bad foods that we've been accustomed to eating. So I'm very happy with that, and I'm very happy to be affiliated with you and working with you in several projects to actually make things happen as opposed to talking about it over and over.
I agree. And so we have some work we have to do today to line up our agricultural products to be presented in the Eastern Bloc. So I'm looking forward to that happening. I'm looking forward to that happening sometime today to get that ready for tomorrow. I think we might be at the last day tomorrow to get everything in, but it's not that complicated, especially when it comes to you, because you know how to do a lot of different things. You've educated yourself, and you spend most of your time practicing and working on the things that you need to go into business with other people, and for that I am extremely grateful and proud that you are one of my partners, and I look forward to working with you later on today on that. I did want to talk about what you first spoke about briefly, and that is about the food. We've been studying together on and off of Facebook now for quite a while, and I know you've learned a lot about the food in 2019 and the 21st century, and how it has changed and how rapidly it's changing to the negative. Instead of it getting better, food has been weaponized, and it's being used to cause harm to our people through their health, their mental states, their physical capabilities are all being compromised by this faux food. This food is not real. And the more processed the food is, the less nutrients it has in it. No matter how organic it is, if it's processed, you will have a lack of nutrients in it. So coming from California, King McIntosh, you know I'm organic, non-GMO. I deal with heirloom seeds, and I like to eat food as raw as possible. I know from my own health, when I eat fresh, enzyme-laden fruits and vegetables, my cellular, molecular, cellular, rejuvenative internal biometrics, they amp up, and I look a lot better. I feel better. I have a better shape when I slack off and I'm doing my test kitchens and I'm, you know, doing all these different formulations, making all these different foods and stuff, and I'm tasting them. I see how my health declines rapidly. And being a senior, I can't do that too much anymore. So I'm looking to get on a holistic diet and stay on a holistic diet, minus my R&D. So it's very important for us to focus in on bringing food to these food deserts. And the food deserts have expanded now that these horrible hurricanes and rains came to the East Coast, and all the flooding, it kind of mixed and turned everything into a toxic soup. So the people there definitely need a lot of our fresh fruits and vegetables from California. So what we're going to do is we're going to try a couple of new things to get started. And I want you to be part of this in your state, which is North Carolina. And I'm looking forward to creating some different ways to get our tribe to start eating a little better. Number one, by example, I need to probably come there and do some cooking and do some showcases and bring some trucks with some of the fruits and vegetables from Grub Market all the way out to North Carolina so that we can kind of have a party and we can have a what I like to call a breaking bread table where we sit down together and actually consume these fruits and vegetables together, which I've been doing in L.A. with the people here for a very long time, out of Watts. So, and it works because you get to taste food that's so fresh and so comfortable to your palate that you want more. And so we have all the food out here in California to bring through home delivery. So one of the things I wanted to talk about before we go into that a little bit is your product. You have this fantastic product called Pro One, right?
Yes, actually, I'm a commercial dealer for a company called Pro One Lubricants out of California also. What sets them apart from other companies and other products is that they're concerned with their environment. All the products they create are eco-friendly, and they're also made to save the user and the customer money just by using them. I was fortunate enough to come across it several years ago because I was in sales for quite a few years, and I was never afraid to try different products. I was actually using and selling a similar product for my vehicle years ago, and someone who I met networking, I happened to call him by coincidence about something else, and he told me he was at a meeting with the founders of the company, and it's something I should be interested in since I was already experienced with these kind of products. So I was fortunate enough to find out about this several years ago, and about a year or so ago started selling commercially. But I'm very proud and happy to be affiliated with them also.
So yes, I'm working with you to take your product globally especially to Africa, as we begin to farm in Africa organically and non-GMO with the Africans, we're going to need the lubricants for the equipment that it's going to take to plant and harvest. And also probably for some of the machinery to keep the machines when we manufacture, to keep them lubricated. I think it can cross over, lubricants can cross over to many different areas. And so that will be part of our portfolio that we take to the Eastern Bloc and the Czech Republic tomorrow for their requests for our agricultural products. So we most definitely want to add Pro One. We actually probably need to put it first because I'm sure it's so cold over there that their machinery gets wet and rusted and needs the lubricants on a regular basis. So I think that's a win-win for you and also for myself, taking all of our other agricultural products from California into that European those European countries. And it's a great opportunity for us to start branching out into other areas of global trade. So as we speak about that, I did want to go back to the food, and I wanted to talk about what we actually eat. Now, I'm not sure if I tagged you in this group. I thought I did on Facebook where they have like people cook and put the recipes up. Did I tag you in that group?
I'm not sure. That'd be something I'd be interested in because I do cook a lot and I like to try different products, different recipes and new foods all the time.
You're also a great chef. I forgot all about that. I've seen some of the pictures of your food and I was astonished. I was just wondering who ate all that food. I mean, you cook a lot. I'm like, who's eating all this? I didn't say anything, but I thought to myself, oh, my God, there must be several men in that family eating that much food because you know how to cook for half the tribe.
I'd rather cook for a couple of days at a time. I don't like to cook every single day. You know, I have too much.
Right. And you're busy and... Yeah, you're busy and you've got to run in and out so you have something to eat, cook. That's very good, very smart. So this opportunity to distribute this food, I had to do research on what we actually eat. And what I'm finding out from the people who live who are from the Deep South that live in the Midwest, Northwest, and California, all over the place, and the ones that live in the Deep South, their food choices are nothing like what we eat in California. It's like day and night what we actually eat. Like, okay, later today I'm going to eat some roll-ups. My roll-ups consist of flatbread, some raw garlic creme, some of the seed lady's kiss, some arugula leaves out of my sister Susan's garden, some collard green leaves, some cabbage, some tomatoes. Some red onions. I'm gonna take it and roll it up in the flatbread. I'm gonna slice it into dials. I'm gonna put them flat on a plate. Add a little fruit. Get some berry drinks, and I'm going to sit down and eat that, and for me, that's food. Now, you notice I didn't say a thing about meat. There's no meat in it. There's no animal products in it. It's vegan, vegetarian, and vegan, but to me, it's normal, and out here, that's normal. That's how we eat. We eat plant-based foods that are fresh out of the ground, that are fresh picked out of the soil that's been in the sun. The rest of the country, they don't eat that way. And it has a lot to do with the weather logistics because it's cold, it snows. You guys can't go outside and pick fresh vegetables. It's not there. So you have a tendency to stay inside and cook glazies and rice and pork chops and ribs. They eat a lot of pigs and animals and cows and chickens, and that's the mainstay of their food, with a few little, you know, vegetables on the side. Nothing really special, maybe some greens, maybe not, but the majority of the food is like macaroni and cheese, fried something, some kind of fried meat, some baked beans, some white bread. It's like they eat what we call a heart attack diet. It's so full of fats and cholesterols, salts, sugars. It's unhealthy. And it reflects in our mental abilities to progress, because you are what you eat. And if you're eating food that's devoid of enzymes, you're not, your neurotransmitters and your peptides in your brain are not firing up. They're not creating the serotonin and all the hormones you need for you to function as a human being. You become like a sort of a, I don't know, you get in that syndrome where you eat this food and then you get sick, and then you go to the doctor and he tells you you're a diabetic. You have sugar. You have kidney problems. You're obese. You have high blood pressure. You have lupus. You have this. You have that. Because of the way you eat. We have not connected the link between the way we eat, act, feel, and do to what we eat. The time has come for us from California to come out there where you guys are and to sit down at that table and break bread together, because I don't really see a good future for us if we keep eating this food this way. And then to eat food that's not organic or non-GMO, it's just, you know, it's like our food's been weaponized, and we fall for it because we're big eaters. You have to admit it, King McIntosh. When we sit down and eat, the portions that we eat at one time are huge. If you give one of us a plate with a little something on it, we're going to look at you like you're crazy. Am I wrong?
No, you're very correct. Everything you're saying, and that's what I was referring to, even if it's not GMO foods or whatever, it's still unhealthy because we're eating fried foods and a lot of starches and so forth. But what I was going to say is this is an example of our overall thinking. If we're used to doing things a certain way for a certain period of time, our parents were doing it this way, our grandparents were doing it that way, and eating is just one example. And also carries over to a lot of other areas of our life. We've been doing things the same way, and we haven't been willing to change, to step back and reevaluate it. Unfortunately, that's why we're still in the same condition we've been in for almost the entire time we've been here in this country.
You know, when we used to work as slaves in the fields, yes, when you came in, you ate because you worked hard and you had to eat just to survive. But now we go to work, we sit down at a desk all day, we drive in cars home, we come home, we sit in soft furniture, we turn the TV on, but we still got the same eating habits we had when we were in slavery. Eating those huge plates of food, I'm going to put you on this post so you can see exactly what I'm saying. About, it's not so much about what they're eating. What they're eating is compromised, but it's the amount you put in your body at one time. The portion control is not there. There's no control on the portions. And then you think about this. After these quote-unquote holidays, if you go to the hospital on Thanksgiving, Easter, the night of Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all these holidays where people eat all this food, get together and eat all this food, New Year's, you'll see the hospitals are jam-packed with people who are having heart problems because they sat there with their families and they ate enough food at one time to stop their heart with cholesterol and fat. Look at what we're eating. Look at what we eat. And look at all the grease, the oil, the sugars, the salts, the fats, the low-quality food, and then look how much of it we eat at one time. And so there's a lot of work we need to do to adjust that, especially with the children. I'm glad to see a lot of children becoming vegan and vegetarian, seeing them grow food in their yards and at school. That is very good because we didn't have that when we were growing up. So a lot of us don't nowadays that are older don't know how to do it if we weren't in a family that grew food. So there's a lot of work to do. We have a new space in Watts to create. We have a couple of new spaces where we're going to be planting portable gardens and delivering them. They're in clay pots to people's homes and setting them up on their patios or their grass or whatever for them to water them and watch them grow. We've got all types of portable gardens coming out to help these people in these inner cities have access to better fresh fruits and vegetables in their own environment. And that's where the medicine happens. You got to eat food that's grown in the environment in which you work, sleep, well, eat, and play, because that's how the food creates the antibodies for all the diseases in those same areas. So it becomes your medicine for your immunity. And we need to We really want to encourage everybody to grow food on their own. It's very important, but do it in pots, especially on the East Coast because the soil has been compromised by the flooding and all the contaminants that have been mixed up and contaminate everything. So we really encourage them to get the clay pots and grow with the real seeds. And we do have the real seeds. So Queen Sabrina, McGee, she came up with a great, great idea. I wanted to run it past you really quickly about home delivery to see what you think about it. Then I want to hear more about some of your other businesses that you do, some of the other investments you have as a businessman, King McIntosh. I want to hear to share some of the information you have about those things that you wish to speak about. And then I want you to talk about your overall feeling about what, you know, your plans are, you know, for Africa. Because, you know, we're step away from going over there and doing the same thing that we're going to be doing on the East Coast. But we're going to be over there. We're going to party over there. Because, you know, I heard they like to dance. And I want to see for myself how they get down, because I like to dance too, so we're going to dance. But anyway, I'll ask you to go ahead and take some of those topics and move forward with that right now.
Well, yes, as far as other businesses, I've learned from different teachers. In fact, I was just at the university, West Salem State University. It was in Salem, North Carolina, which is about a half hour from me where I live at and work. We had a keynote speaker, which was a dean. He's also a very experienced entrepreneur. And one of the many things he said that stood out was that if you're going to be involved in business, you should have multiple streams of income. And one of the reasons for that is because you never know when one of those streams may dry up or get a little smaller than it had been before. So it was wise to invest and participate in several different areas of business. So in addition to lubricants that I'm selling, I'm fortunate enough to be working with you or laying the groundwork to work with you. Also sell some of the organic food. As you stated, we not only have home delivery coming out, but also as far as getting the food on maybe shelves at grocery stores and in bigger places. And what I like to do as I go along and learn the process of selling to companies and getting bigger accounts, I could also share my experience and the do's and don'ts with the younger generation, or not even younger generation, people who maybe my age or older who start to do business after I do. Because I think that's very important. I think it's something that's missing in our community overall as far as people really sharing the information and networking. Unfortunately, we have too many examples of people, once they make it, they act like they're too good to go back and reach back and teach other people. They want to keep all the knowledge and information to themselves. So I never want to be one of those people. I like to be the person who can help make your path a little easier, whether connect you with someone else or, like I said, just give you some advice or point you in the right direction or sharing a bit of information, some helpful tips. But one of the things I learned also in doing business is you should aim higher. Unfortunately, for many reasons, over the years, our people, especially our black men, have been like discouraged from thinking big. They like to place us in a box and say, well, you guys can only be athletes and you can only, you know, do frivolous things like play sports or rap or, unfortunately, something illegal, selling drugs or be involved in the street life. And people don't really give us a chance. That, not just the outside community, but also the inside community. We talk about what other people do to us so much, but we fail to sometimes recognize the dysfunctional nature of our culture. For example, if you're a black man, if you're a child, start from the child age, if you're smart, they, you know, discourage that. And, oh, you're a nerd, you're acting like, you know, you're talking white if you're smart, or you act a certain way. So they kind of discourage you from being intelligent and teach you, or at an early age, it's better to act ignorant and downplay your intelligence and just put it right into the hands of the people who don't like us, as opposed to thinking big, thinking I can be a business owner, I can do this and that. I don't have to resort to drugs or violence or think small. You know, we'd like us to think as big as we possibly think, like any other group of people on this planet. It's not a coincidence they're achieving great things and we're sitting here behind. I know it starts from the beginning, from the perception you have of yourself and what you think is possible. If that's limited from the beginning, you're going to always come up short. But if you start off as a child and then go through adulthood without any limits or without any barriers, or you think there's anything is possible, you can achieve greater things.
That's right. So, I know that you're also in the coffee business. Do you want to talk a little about that?
Yes, that's something else I'm endeavoring in. I'm very proud of it. Not something I'm doing alone. And this is another thing that more of our people need to be aware of and move towards is collaboration with other people. You find a group of like-minded people that work together, you can do some great things. I'm actually a member of a group of people, a group of African-Americans, actually Africans across the diaspora, called the LEDGE Group, and that stands for Land for Environmental Development of Group Economics, or LEDGE. And what we do is we fund different projects in Africa as partnerships with us and the people on the continent. So the first project that's actually affecting us here in America that we imported here in America is a coffee. We import coffee straight from Uganda, right from the farmers that we help fund their farms. And it's been a great process, something that's very new to us because all of us have day jobs. And in fact, the people who are in charge of this are the regular employees, but they have to do this on the side. But it's very exciting. We learned a lot about coffee, so much about it that I didn't know a year ago. From the quality, from how it's grown, different kinds of coffee, the climate, the altitudes, quality of the beans. I bet For example, most people don't realize that the coffee bean that you see, that you may be familiar with, is actually a seed, and the fruit is like a cherry. It's actually a cherry. So coffee is actually a cherry, and it's a raw seed, and from there it's roasted and then ground up. But like I said, we're very excited about this endeavor. It's basically something that we're just recently rolling out, getting all the kinks worked out, but it's a very beautiful project. Because I call it a project because, again, we're funding the farmers directly. We take out the middleman. We take out any funny business. I know since I've been a child, you see things advertised on television where they say, well, the farmers get proceeds. They get some of the money goes to this XYZ ABC. Unfortunately, we see many times when companies are supposed to pay charities or let the people who are less well off, that's not always the case. They say that to get sales or they say it to make it sound good. However, in our case, we're actually working directly with the farmers, paying the farmers a fair wage, and in fact, the farmers are able to send their children to school by the sales we make with our coffee. So I'm very proud of that.
Well, that sounds like something
all the way
to
right
be,
now.
Yeah, that sounds something to be proud of. I pass off to you, and I know Peter Brown is leading that group. So kudos to all of you comrades out there. I would like to know, is it possible for you to purchase some of this coffee yourself for your new label under your contract with Wikipedia Macintosh? And I'd like to get some of that coffee and blend it with some of our coffee that we have here and make you a signature brand. And that way we all can prosper. How do you feel about that?
That's been very open too, and something that we can discuss. And also I'll discuss with the man who's in charge of the coffee. He and I are in regular contact, so something that I definitely run by him, and we won't be opposed to that. It's something that we're working towards. Instead of this is something that you agree with also, you reminded me of this, and we remind each other of this in our ledge group, that we can't just keep complaining about what our enemies are doing to us or what they do to hurt us and harm us. The thing we need to focus on is what we can do and what we can do together to make things better for all of us. So that's why I'm so happy about this.
We also have to not be our own worst enemy, okay? Because in tribe, we have a lot of issues that need to be addressed and done. But I think with collaborations now, they should go well. I did go to the Natural Products Expo a few days ago, so I did come back with some purchase orders for both our chocolates, your new chocolate that we have that's coming in with King Piyush's Shante Chocolate Factory. We do have your chocolate bars ready now. I presented them to China and a lot of other buyers at the expo, and everybody really fell in love with your label, and it looks, you know, really clean and neat and professional. It's a really nice label. So they were interested in your product. So, of course, under the Macintosh label, we have pantry items, you know, such as staple foods like cornmeal, flour, beans. I went and spoke to the Lumberg Rice Company while I was at the expo, and, you know, of course, we're great friends from a long time ago, so they said whenever you're ready, so you might want to think about carrying some of that Lumberg rice under your brand of Macintosh that's organic, certified organic, non-GMO, no herbicide, no fungicide, no pesticides. From heirloom seeds from California. So I think that will go good because, you know, of course, if you're selling beans, you need to sell rice. And if we're going to sell them for home delivery, food service, for restaurants and institutions, for stores if you choose to take your brand into the stores. And if you, when you get ready to do that, we'll put you up on Reach Me. And then, of course, all of the global trade that we do and all of our partners around the world. I think it's a great, great opportunity right now for you to think about creating since you have the investment with the Ledge Group with the coffee from Uganda, to create under your Macintosh label a cold coffee brew, because, you know, that seems to be another huge market we are not tapped into, is the cold coffee, you know, the cappuccino type of blends that are in the refrigerator, where that can be picked up when it's real, you know, when it's real hot outside. You don't want anything hot. You want something cold, but you still want coffee. I think you should develop that.
Well, yes, that's something that we've discussed several times, but we learned this from our experience. We just, again, so you're an expert in foods. You have that connection. There were many connections. You've been doing this for many years. All of us with the coffee project, we've been doing this less than a year. Most of the people involved, they're not business people. They're just regular people. And none of us have an experience in coffee, even though I've had experience in business for several years. I haven't had any kind of experience importing coffee and dealing with foods and so forth. So this is a big project and a big learning experience for all of us. So we're just really trying to get the ball rolling.
Way.
So, but yes.
I think you could lead the way.
Yeah,
because you have an opportunity.
Idea.
Yeah, you have an opportunity that is very unique, being a part of Wikipedia, and you have your own contract. So I think you could help a lot of people in the Ledge Group get started by doing it by example, and then from there you could speak to them and help them figure out what they want to do, because really and truly, the world wants everything we touch. They're fascinated by us, and now that we have Black Organics, the whole world is lined up to purchase them. And it would take all of us to work together all the time to feed all of us. It's a full-time job. As you can see, just by learning how to just deal with the coffee, is very intricate, especially when you're dealing with several countries, and then you're dealing with African farmers, African American farmers, African business people, African American business people, and then now you're moving into the global markets, which is bigger than you can ever imagine, especially in specialty niche coffee products such as the cold brews, the instant coffee. The outside world eats and drinks things we don't. America is very spoiled. We have a lot of things we take for granted that other countries just don't have, and if you don't have the experience of going outside the United States, you'll never know the difference between America and the rest of the world. America is fantastic, and we need to pat ourselves on the shoulder, because you know what? We built it from the ground up. So therefore, I say, it belongs to us. We own America, and we need to stand up and start acting like it. I know I do. You know, I know a lot of people probably think God knows what about me, what my attitude, but I know my power, and I know that we are we're God's chosen people to stand up and do the right thing, and to do it correctly without emulating our oppressors or anything that have ever happened to us. We, you know, we have to rise up and be the superior beings that we are and be all-inclusive and show everyone how to love. And I have this movie I'm making called Watts Rise, and it's a trilogy. It's a three-part movie, and one of it is one of the segments in it is Eat to Love. And so in that part, I go into my scientific research background where I take the actual calculations of the phytonutrients that are inside of each and every fresh fruit and vegetable that you can consume, and I add it up to how much zinc, how much phosphorus, how much manganese, how much magnesium, how many elements of the B vitamins are in these foods. I'm going to do the math on you guys in this movie, and I'm going to show, I'm going to prove to you, if you eat this way, you're going to have a certain outcome. Like Dr. Sabi taught us, that food is medicine, and what we eat must be alkaline based, having melanation. When you have a melanated body, you have to treat it in a certain way. You just can't eat like every other race on the planet eats, because our bodies are, we can jump higher, we can run faster, we're physically superior, mentally, physically, emotionally superior when we apply ourselves and when we eat the proper food. When you eat the proper food, you don't need to go to the doctor because you're not sick. You know, when you get sick, you're sick for a reason, and it's based on what you eat. Dr. Sabi proved that. He proved that. He proved that food is your medicine, and if you have a good diet, you'll have a good life. So, Eat to Love is about learning to love ourselves one spoonful at a time and making the conscious decision to grow the right food from the right seed in good soil in the sun. Grow that food, manufacture it together, ship it together. I just decided we're not going to even ship anything. We're going to fly everything from where it needs to go. It's going to cost a little more, and it's probably going to come out my end, but that's okay because money is not my God. I want us to succeed. I want you to succeed. I want you to be healthy. I want to be healthy. I want my parents healthy. I want everybody healthy. And the only way we're going to do it in the 21st century is we have to do what we're doing today. We have to work together. Now, before you go on any further, I wanted to bring back an idea that Queen Sabrina McGee had. And I want to run it past you and everybody else. Do you think it's a good idea for us to bring the 20-foot containers of fresh organic fruits and vegetables, all of our staple foods, our pantry foods, all of our drinks, all of our pastas, our sauces, our spices, all our flowers and plants and seeds and stuff, should we bring them in 20-foot containers and drop them off to you in North Carolina for you to issue out what the people there have ordered? We're working now with the drivers of Lyft and Uber so that they can come in part of their day and work with us and go deliver the food directly from the containers to those that bought it, and just leave the bring the trailers and leave them there, drop them off, and then come back and pick them up. Or do you think we should have the drivers bring the trucks and stay there, distribute it, and then drive off? Which one do you think would be the best for you?
Well, I'm not really sure. Both of those sound like good options. But in my opinion, we may need to see about getting the pre-orders first. Are we getting enough pre-orders?
Well, everything will be pre-ordered. That's not the issue. The issue is the distribution, because a lot of people are shut-ins. They're not going to be able to come to the truck and pick it up. A lot of them can't even pick up a 5 pounds because they have hernias and everything else. They need food delivered to them. And then we have Crystal Geyser water from California, from our California snowpack, and that water is like the best water in America. We have the water, so you can't expect seniors to carry the water. The young people are going to have to take the jobs to deliver it and carry it to these people so they can get it in their doors. So what I'm asking you is, do you think it's a good idea to drop the trailers off and leave them or stay there until it's all distributed? What do you think? Which one rings a bell with you?
Yeah, well, now since you explain it that way, then dropping it here to have individual deliveries will work good, because that's been more popular as far as the new services where people deliver food, and whether it's fast foods or even Walmart. Unfortunately, I shop at Walmart kind of often because it's the best or the biggest grocery store in my area. And I know it's just the last couple of weeks. On the side, I had to drive to the front of the store. There's someone there always picking up those orders. When people get their order online ahead of time, I've seen it growing more.
Right.
Just even the last month, I just see more and more of it happening. So that's more popular now. So it may be a better option.
To drop the trailer off or for the truck to stay?
No, forever. How long it takes to how long it has to be there so people can get their orders? It may be a good combination. Have people who can come up there for having like a day or a period of time where it can be available for pickup, then the rest of people can have theirs delivered.
Right. So she came up with that idea. I really liked it. I thought that was great, because I'm trying to work it out where those trailers that we drop off, they stay, so that that we can take them and start putting them in the communities and opening them up as retail outlets to build container stores. So such as water stores and things like that, because you guys need fresh water out there, and also for fresh fruits and vegetables. If we take the expense of bringing the trailer out there, then we should be setting those trailers up different places to turn them into food hub retail outlets. What do you think?
That's a great idea. I think that will work pretty well. And there's several cities that it worked better than others, so we can definitely discuss that. And by the way, Crystal Geyser water is great. That's why I drink myself. I'm drinking some right now.
All right, that's great. I'm glad to hear it. So with that being said, we have about 10 minutes left, so I'm going to let you speak on any subject you want at this time, anything that's on your heart for about 9 minutes or so. If you'd like to just let it out, I want to hear it.
Well, again, I'm very proud to be working with you and happy to take the time out to mentor me. I'm just a regular man who's been trying to do business for several years now. I should say trying, but actually doing it, however, not at the level that I like to be at. As I told you earlier, what I like to do is, as I go along and get successful in different areas, to come back and teach people. However, I see from experience the number one area that we need to work on and that will make the best impact is the mentality. If you have a positive mindset, things can move along a lot smoother. If you have a lot of negativity, a lot of drama, or distractions, it can hold you back no matter how talented you are, what kind of advantages you have. If you have a bad mindset, it can damage all that. And I learned that from my own experience. In fact, about 10, 11 years ago, when I started to do business, I left my job at Corporate America. It wasn't just because I wanted to do business. It was actually a lot of tragedies that were happening in my life. And part of that forced me to try to do business. And so I got started at a bad time. It took a tragedy, actually, to start me looking at business and do business seriously. So along
right.
the way, I learned a lot of great things. I've come across a lot of great companies, sold a lot of different products. But I could only go so far because there's a lot of baggage I had to get rid of. There's a lot of negativity in my life. And that basically helped me back, almost like imagine a person trying to swim with an anchor on their leg. No matter
right.
if you're a great swimmer, if you're physically fit, but that weight in your leg is going to hold you back. So what I like to focus on and what I like to emphasize is the power of the mind. And something that's very interesting is something that I learn about on a regular basis, put more and more time into that, because without a good mindset, you're going to be wasting your time spinning your wheels. I think that's not only important for myself, but important for our people as a whole.
Right.
People who are against us understand human psychology and the way the mind works way better than all of us. This is how they're able to convince somebody, like you said, someone who's physically superior, that we're inferior. And to keep
right.
us in the spot we're at now is all because of the mind games they play, and manipulation.
Right.
So
right.
once
I want to interject something into that. I'm studying cinema now, and because I'm making the movie, and I have to take this class. So the teacher, she's a Jewish woman, and she's got this thing about Hitler. And so I have to do this paper today about Hitler. And, you know, I'm not the type of person to do a paper on anybody unless I research them. So I researched Hitler, and I'm telling you, the whole thing was from the beginning to the end, the whole thing was just a lie. It was all propaganda. And that is what I'm studying about in filmmaking. I'm studying about propaganda. That's the whole basis of the whole industry, movie industry. It started off as propaganda. And so he made these movies about himself. And I mean, they spent every dime they could to make him look like this huge person, but it was all just fake. It was like the Wizard of Oz, like when Toto ran underneath the curtain, he found who the Great Oz was, just this little bald-headed man scared of his own shadow. And that tells me about society right now today. We're dealing with mass propaganda. All this crap is a lie, all of it. And what we have to do is we have to realize our truth, and we have to move forward together to make things better for ourselves. And it starts with the food. Now, I'm going to back off and let you finish because you were on a roll, but I just had to interject that because that's where I am right now. We have about five more minutes.
Okay,
Now
it's fine what you said, because that's a perfect example of how powerful propaganda and imaging can be. Hitler has his right-hand man named Goebbels. I may be pronouncing it wrong, but you can look it up. His propaganda campaign made him look bigger than life, made everybody loyal to his cause, made people hate the Jewish people there, and basically allowed him to do whatever he wanted to do just because of propaganda. So imagine that same kind of tactic they use on us in a negative way. So a lot of times, again, we play into our own hands and make ourselves worse off, where people who are against us don't have to work as hard because our minds are already programmed a certain way. You're programmed to think you're less than. You're programmed to not trust your
control.
Yeah, social engineering is another name of it.
Yeah, social engineering. It's mind control. So that's one of the biggest hurdles we have, King McIntosh. I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I want to encourage everybody to look out for your products, especially your chocolate bar. We will be bringing in the chocolate from Uganda, and are gonna to blend together. We have some chocolate cacao coming in from the from Belize, from the Mayan Indians. We're gonna blend this chocolate together. One of the things I want to talk about briefly about your chocolate is it has to be refrigerated. It cannot be kept out. I did some research on that, and I found out that, chocolate melts, and in order for it not to melt, you have to add these chemicals. The chemicals are not good, but it all started back in the 60s. Remember the little advertisement about the little chocolates that said, melt in your mouth, not in your hand? Before that time, chocolate always melted. It was a problem. It couldn't really be sold commercially because it was always melting. Well, they put chemicals in it to keep it from melting and to keep it so that it would have to have a high temperature for it to melt. That's all chemicals. If you have real chocolate, it melts, so you have to keep it in the refrigerator. And so we're going to move toward that chemical-free chocolate, and Macintosh is one of the first chocolates to come out like that. So we'll move it cold chain, we'll deliver it cold chain, and it has to stay in the refrigerator. And we're going to tell the truth, and we're going to be the light. I want to thank you once again for being my first guest on the King Speaks. King Speak, and I am looking forward to having you back again and again. Don't go too far away because we have some work to do in a minute, so I'm going to be calling you back. I did want to give a shout out to USA Home Delivery. We do have these products available for our consumption for our tribe, especially in our food deserts and these ghettos in America. We are bringing you fresh, organic, non-GMO fruits and vegetables from GrubMarket.com. Look up GrubMarket.com in California and see they have the finest produce in the world. We are bringing it to you with our Crystal Geyser water and all of our products in black organic straight to your door. You can come to our website, which is http://www.wattsgardenclub.com. We also have our email at USA Home Delivery, I believe that's 2019@gmail.com. And if it's not, you can email me direct at theseedlady@hotmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you all. I will be leaving Facebook as of tomorrow. I'll only post up my recordings with the King Speaks and some advertisements for USA Home Delivery. I'm in the middle of making a movie, so I'm going to step off and do that. I will be working with all of you privately and inviting everyone to come to be my patron. I am looking for patrons to help me with some of my projects that I'm doing as I head to full retirement in 2020. You can come and participate at https://www.patreon. It's patreon.com/theseedlady. And you can come and you can participate with me. Once again, my email is theseedlady@hotmail.com. I look forward to our next episode. I'll have another king with me discussing what's on his mind and how he's connected to our network and what his goals, dreams, and plans are. And I look forward to hearing from you as well as you come to work with us in our corporation and in our nonprofit in Watts, the Watts Garden Club. This is Missioner AMC Anna Marie Carter, the Seed Lady of Watts, thanking you for joining me today on King Speaks. Thank you.